God is serious about your influence. Have you been feeling like God is about to release some sheep into your life? Do you feel responsible for guiding and leading people in the right direction? Is God calling you to be a leader in your business and take on more responsibility in this season? Is God calling you to be the pioneer in your family? Is God calling you to another and higher level of influence in your music, your ministry, or whatever industry that God is blessing you in? I thought so. Join my 3-day Ignite Your Influence workshop this weekend only, August 13th through the 15th. Learn how to identify your God-given assignment as well as your God-given purpose. Gain knowledge and wisdom on what influence God's way is all about. Learn how to create content that impacts a nation, how to formulate your message, marketing strategies and tactics for your business, as well as allowing God to cultivate the gift on the inside of you. This 3-day Ignite Your Influence workshop is available to creatives, entrepreneurs, and kingdom leaders. Join now by clicking the link in the description box, as well as going to livinginpursuit.org. See you there. Girl, look. Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us.
Okay.
All right. Just making sure. I know you see me watching you and I see you watching me, but boy, you know this alignment is taking it making me. I know you see me watching you and I see you watching me. I'm sorry. I don't know why that song is stuck in my head. It literally just came out of nowhere. Come on, Writings on the Wall. Come on, Destiny Child. Come on, 2000s, early 2000s, late 90s vibes. Like, where did that come from? I need to clean out my vessel. Anyway, what is up, y'all? It is your girl, Drea K. Welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea K. The Drea K. That's my Instagram name. I'm not hyping myself up. It's literally called The Drea K. I've missed you all. How are you all doing? Thank you so much for your feedback on our last episode. Thank you for your comments, your concerns, everything. My God. When I tell y'all, I just need to blow. It's like God is so good, even when it feels like he's not. Let me explain. God recently has been revealing some things to me, as he always does. But it's been a little bit imperative lately. Like, God has literally been on me, right, about this influence thing and how carrying the mantle and carrying the weight of his glory is not, I repeat, not going to be comprehensible. Is that a word? Like, discipleship is not about your preference. It's like you cannot choose when you want to disciple. You cannot choose how you want to disciple. You literally just have to be okay with being an available vessel, right? God, in this season, is searching for availability. What is your availability? Are you available at 3 a.m. in the morning for God to download an idea to you? Are you available to hop on social media and give a prophetic word in the middle of dinner? Are you available to be on call for God? See, we tend to think that influence means thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. We think that influence is in the numbers. we think that influence has to do with us. And so sometimes we have the wrong perspective of influence, especially as a creative, especially as someone who is called to create and articulate the heart of God in creative ways. For example, as an artist, you may create the song, right? But you're literally creating that song from a place of pain or from some type of place of emotion, not realizing that you have an influence, that you have influence over that song that you're creating and birthing. And a lot of times we aren't conscious of that. We're not taking that into consideration when we are, you know, just creating and doing this and doing that. And so God has just been like waking me up to this whole idea of influence. And we've talked about influence, I think, I want to say last year. Yeah, at the end of last year. And he's just been giving me like a deeper revelation of it. And it's been more so in the experience, right? Like as my following grows, as I am becoming more intimate with God, as I'm becoming more sensitive to the Spirit, I have to realize the type of influence and impact that I have on people. Right? It's not enough to just, you know, get on social media and give a good word. Like, oh, I'm just sharing a good word that God gave me. Like, no, like it's bigger than that. It's more than that. Your influence is impactful. Your influence has to be effective in order for you to be able to communicate the heart of God, in order for non-believers to want to begin to believe. It's like discipleship is not just talking to Christians. Discipleship is not just talking to people who, quote unquote, already know God. Like when you're putting your music out there, when you're putting your business out there, when you're putting these words out there, anybody can be exposed to you and be exposed to God. And oftentimes we're not conscious of that, right? So God has been leading me to really just pay attention to my influence and really stay connected to him in the secret place, right? This morning in the actual Secret Place community, I relaunched the Secret Place community, y'all, if y'all didn't know. But this morning in the Secret Place community, we prayed at 5:30 this morning. We pray every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And this morning, I just launched it this week. So we literally started Monday, but today is the night of our live session. So if any woman wants to be a part of the Secret Place community, I know I mentioned it a couple of months ago, but God kind of tweaked it and made some changes, and I'm implementing some new things in there. So if you want to join the Secret Place community, it is open. It is officially open for all women who just want to learn and grow and pursue after God like never before, who just wants community, who wants sisterhood, who wants to be around like-minded women and pour into each other and everything like that. Just go to my website, livinginpursuit.org, and go to the community tab and join in. Like I said, tonight is our live session, so we're gonna have like a little mini meet and greet tonight. So if you want to join that, go to the website. But this morning I was praying, and mind you, this episode was birthed at 4:30 in the morning. I'm trying to sleep. But clearly, I feel like this, clearly, you know, God needs this message and this episode to go forth to somebody. And I was praying this morning, and after I prayed, the women on the call were just so appreciative of, like, praying together. It's like, you can tell, like, these days, a lot of people feel lonely. A lot of people feel as though they aren't being accepted in this world, pursuing after pursuing after God. It's like a lot of people are looking for community. A lot of people are looking for that closeness. They're looking for, you know, that accountability. They're looking for, you know, that sisterhood. And after I prayed, everyone was just literally like, oh my God, I needed that. Thank you so much for, you know, doing this. And I love the prayer and I needed this and this and this and that. And it immediately just reconfirmed influence to me. There is a specific influence that God is trying to birth on the inside of you. He's trying to get it out. There's something on the inside of you that God wants to use as an influence, right? He wants you to be able to influence the people around you. He wants to be able to properly and effectively influence people through you, through your works, through your business, through your daily interactions with people. He wants to use you in such a marvelous way that your influence gives people an experience with God. And too many times we're afraid of that because we're looking at the numbers. We're looking at the judgment. We're looking at, you know, our family members and our friends and people that used to know the old us. I don't know who that was for, but we're paying too much attention to the outside and we're worried about the judgment and the opinions of others that we're literally being stagnant, sitting on our influence. It's like you're scared of the unknown. You're scared of who you might impact. It's like you're scared to be human as well, because it's like influence does come with a lot of responsibility. And for some reason, you feel as if you're not qualified. You feel as if you aren't able to influence people properly, not realizing that it's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you that is doing the influencing. You're just the vessel. God just needs you to say yes. God just needs you to open up your eyes and your heart and your mind to receive what he wants to give to you so he can get it through you. I was reading in Isaiah. I forgot what chapter it was, but Isaiah, the prophet, was literally feeling inadequate. He was feeling inadequate and he was like, he felt as if he wasn't worthy enough for the calling that God had on his life. He felt like he wasn't worthy enough to, you know, speak a word to people and, you know, just be used by God. So it's literally Isaiah chapter 6. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Verse 4, and the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Verse 5, so I said, this is Isaiah talking, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Verse 6, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongues from the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell his people. Y'all are steady giving God excuses as to why he can't use you. You're steady giving God facts that he gave to you. Come on, Moses. He literally is telling you, you need to go and speak a word. You need to go and disciple. You need to go and spread the gospel. You need to go and be creative. You need to go and birth the thing. You need to go and speak the message. But y'all are sitting up there telling God all of these things that he already knows about you. Isaiah was literally telling God, that he lived among impure people. He was literally saying to the Lord, who formed him in his mother's womb as well. He's literally trying to tell God, I have unclean lips. I cannot speak a word. I can't do it. I'm this. I'm that. How many times have we seen in the Bible where God has called somebody and they immediately gave him a negative response? They've immediately started talking about what they don't have, the influence they don't want, the things that do not have anything to do with God's message going forth. God told Moses, I don't care if you have a stuttering Stanley. He does not care about that. He already knew when he called you. Ooh, he already knew you were messed up. He already knew that you had a fear of speaking in front of large crowds. He already knew that. But my God, I hear him saying, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is enough to carry you through the assignment. Isaiah was literally trying to tell him, I am unclean. I am not worthy. I cannot do it. I am among impure people. Whole time, God, like, you impure too. But that guilt and that shame that you feel for whatever it is that you've done, let me send somebody. Oh, let me send the seraphim. I believe that's like the angels or something. Let me send the seraphim to come put a hot burning coal on your mouth so that those sins can be burned away. So that those words that you spoke over yourself can be burned away, so that negativity and that doubt can be burned away. I'm trying to use your mouth. I'm trying to use your mouth for my glory. I'm gonna need you to stop speaking those types of things over yourself. I'm gonna need you to stop speaking in that way. I'm gonna need you to stop speaking in that manner over yourself, over your life, over your situation. When God is calling you to do something, you need not to tell him what he already knows. You need to just go ahead and do it, no matter what the outcome is, no matter the how. Some of y'all are literally sitting on million-dollar ideas. Oh, my God. Y'all need to join the workshop. Oh, y'all need to join the workshop this weekend. Like, God literally just gave me an idea. My God. Some of y'all are literally sitting on God-given ideas, but you're feeling inadequate. You're feeling like, oh, I can't be the one to birth this thing out. Oh, it's going to take too much time. Oh my God, I could never. This is too big for me. How am I going to get it done? Where do I even start? Let me tell y'all something. The reason why your girl, okay, so I'm a creative, right? As you can see, I like to create things. God has given me a gift to create. I create multiple things in multiple ways to give him glory, right? So that's where you see me doing a challenge. That's where you see me doing coaching. That's where you see me doing workshops, and you see me creating music, and you see me talking about the music industry, and you see me talking about all of these different things because I am a jack of all trades. I am literally a vessel, a willing vessel to be used by God in any way that he deems necessary, right? And so a lot of times being a creative, you get stuck in the mindset of how am I going to create that? Not realizing that the creator gave you the idea because you are creative. You just need to get rid of that fear, that doubt. Because that's what's creating the creative block. Some of y'all aren't able to write the songs because you're having a creative block. Some of you all aren't able to execute the God idea, what he's already told you to do, what he's already given you to steward over, because you're having a creative block. The doubt and the fear is in the way. The inadequacies are in the way. That's why it's blocking your creativity. So not only did God know that Isaiah was unclean or whatever, all of these things that Isaiah was trying to tell God again, he already knew this. He already knows that you have unclean lips. He already knows that you're not perfect, Isaiah. So when he sent the seraphim to put the hot coal on his mouth, he said, now you are cleansed. Now you are forgiven. So after that, Isaiah had this awakening. He had like this new pep in his step. He's like, okay, maybe now I can be used. Oh, I'm forgiven now. Now that I know that I'm forgiven of my sins, now that I know that God knows my inadequacies, now that I know that God knows I'm not perfect, now that I know that God wants to use me anyway, now I have some type of boldness. Now I have some type of confidence to go forth. God said, okay, now who shall I send? He already knew Isaiah was going to open his mouth. He already knew that. He already knew he was going to open his mouth. So now Isaiah has this boldness and he's like, I'll go, send me. At first, he was feeling unworthy. At first, he was paying attention to his inadequacies. At first, he was paying attention to his lack. At first, he was paying attention to his sins. At first, he was paying attention to the things that he didn't have. At first, he was paying attention to the wrong thing. But as soon God forgave him and let him know that he was forgiven, to let him know that he was cleansed, to give him that experience with him, now Isaiah ready to go. He like, boom, let go. Where we going, Lord? This brings me back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21. It says, those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Come on, somebody. You're ready. You're ready. You're ready for the influence. You're ready to execute the idea. Stop asking for confirmations. Stop waiting on God. He already gave you the go. He already gave you the green light. He already gave you the signal. It's time to pursue the thing. You see, sometimes y'all be getting, going back to the influence, sometimes y'all be getting so caught up with the promise and y'all be getting so caught up with the number. How many people going to show up to the masterclass? Well, how many people is going to join the workshop? Well, how many people is going to do this? How many people is going to do that? And the whole time God is like, that's not my idea of influence. If three people showed up, I still want to use you. If one person only bought the thing, if one person only reached out to you to mentor them, if one person only signed up for the Secret Place community, I'm still going to use you, and I'm going to use you to influence them in a particular and special way. Stop getting caught up on the numbers. That affects your obedience. And when it affects your obedience, you then are in idolatry. You're idolizing the promise. God promised you nations. So now when he tells you to do something and it doesn't look like the nations, now you're unfaithful to the few. Now you're neglecting your assignment. Now you're neglecting your instruction. God promised you this and he promised you that. But the moment it's not looking like what he promised you, you're slacking. You're not giving your all. You're not giving your best anymore. You're really becoming lazy and procrastinating, not understanding that the promise, obtaining the promise, is a process. Abraham did not immediately get the nations. He had to wait for Isaac to be born. He didn't immediately possess and enter into the promised land. He had to go through a couple of cities. He had to go through a couple of things to get there. He had to fight through some things. He had to experience some things. So if God gave you a business, right? If he gave you a promise, if he told you that this and that was going to happen, and you're automatically thinking, oh, that must be what the thing is going to be right now. Oh, it's must going to happen tomorrow. Oh, it's must going to happen right now. Not realizing that there, every time you get a promise, it's a process. Every time God speaks to you about something, that he's going to do or something that's going to come into your life, it's a process immediately after that. It's not going to happen right then and there. And that's why a lot of you all are becoming frustrated at God, because it hasn't happened yet. Not realizing that influence may be the first step. He may just be trying to get you to a place of just being willing to influence, being willing to be used by him so that he can reward you with more. Y'all sitting up here getting mad at God, frustrated at God because the thing ain't happened yet. And ain't none of y'all jumped off the porch. None of y'all jumped off the porch. Y'all still on the porch waiting for the thing to just appear. Waiting for God to pull up with the promise. Y'all ain't even hopped off the porch. Can y'all stop playing with your God-given assignments? Can you stop playing with your faithfulness to the assignment? Can you stop starting things and stopping it just because it doesn't look like what God promised you? Ugh. Can we stop thinking that God is just going to send overflow immediately after we say yes? Let me tell y'all something. God is calling for you to have passion over preference, right? I have been doing this podcast for 2 years. In January, it would be 3 years, right? I do not get a single dime from doing this podcast. I don't get paid from this podcast. There are no ads. There are no companies reaching out to me yet to do any ads or anything like that. I'm literally getting on here because of the influence. Because the numbers keep rising. Because the more I get on this podcast, the numbers keep rising and God keeps sending me sheep. It's because of the faithfulness attached to the assignment. When you are faithful over few, then he will reward you with many. Stop searching for instant gratification just because you're gifted. Just because you can hear from God. Just because you're anointed. Stop thinking that just because you spend a lot of time in the secret place, that God is obligated to do all of these things for you when you want him to. It does not work like that. And the more that you are running away from your influence, the more that you're running away from the assignment, you're literally being in rebellion. There is a need for your voice. There is a need for your story, for your business, for your testimony. There is a need, right? But just like anything else, when someone's calling you, constantly calling you, and you're constantly not answering the call, eventually they're gonna stop calling and start calling somebody else. Eventually they're gonna pass you up. And start calling on somebody else, because there is a need. There's a need for your creativity. Different seasons require different needs. And right now there is a need for godly influence. But you still on the porch. Y'all need to stop sitting on your gifts. Now's the time for God to use you in mighty ways, but you have to answer the call. You have to get out of that fear. You have to stop worrying about the how and just start putting your faith and your trust in the who. You have to begin to get out of your own way. Okay? I hope this episode was encouraging to each and every one of you. I pray you move on your God-given assignment in faith and not fear. And I pray that you just continue to allow God to use you no matter what it looks like. If he wants to give you more influence, be okay with that. Know that the one who is giving you more influence is literally showing you that he trusts you. He trusts you. Let that be enough to execute the assignment, the idea. Let that be enough to keep going and keep pursuing after the thing that he been told you to do. I love you all. Sign up for the 3-day Ignite Your Influence workshop this weekend only, August 13th through the 15th. We're going to have a good time. Oh, we're going to have a time. We are going to have a time. Again, the link is in the description box as well as my website, www.livinginpursuit.org. I love you all. Make sure you leave a rating, a review, share this episode with someone you love, someone who needs it. And I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.